Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to the book of Luke, the 5th chapter. In Luke, the 5th chapter and the 15th verse, Luke 5:15, it said, "So much more there went a fame abroad of him," talking about Jesus, "and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." What did they come to do? They came first to hear. And as a result, they got healed. Well, they came to be healed too. They came to hear and to be healed. But hearing came first. And to be healed by him of their infirmities. And as you read, you'll see this was not just an isolated instance. But this is something that recurred. If you skip down to verse 17, this same chapter, Luke 5:17, "It came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching," as he was what? Well, if he's teaching, he's speaking words. And if he's speaking words, the people in the place are hearing words. So they're hearing. "And there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." What's the connection? What did the scripture speak of first? His teaching. And the words and their hearing. And as a result of that, the power of the Lord was present, was there to heal. Now, as we got into some detail last week, you'd have to add to the scriptures to say that any of them, Pharisees, doctors of the law, received any of that healing power, or that that healing power had any effect on them or in their lives. And we talked about how that last week, about how the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, she came and pressed through the crowd and touched Jesus' clothes, and she felt the power of God go into her. And Jesus perceived the power of God went out of him. And he said, "Who touched me?" And they all denied. And so finally she came and told him it was her. But was the power not there until she came and touched? Or had the power been there on him since he was baptized in the River Jordan and the Spirit of God came on him? The power was there. But no power was manifested, no power flowed out of him into her until the conductive force of faith made contact. Now, this is not theory. This is not fantasy. This is not just some fable or story. This is reality. The power of God is just as real as electricity. In fact, electricity is what God created. Also, it's a manifestation of the power of God in this seen realm. And just like not everything will conduct electricity, some things are highly conductive, which means they have low resistance. And other things have high resistance and are poor conductors. A block of wood is not a good conductor of electricity. A rubber tire, the electricity will flow to it, but it won't flow in it and through it. Oh, but a copper wire, a silver wire, a gold wire has low resistance. And so when the electricity flows to it, it'll flow right into it and flow right through it. How many think we ought to be low resistance? And no resistance. We mentioned superconductors. A superconductor is a phenomenon. It's a material that at a certain temperature has zero resistance. None. That means the power will just flow into it and just keep on flowing or cycling with no loss of power. No diminishing, which means in theory, it could just keep flowing and cycling from now on. Well, the power of God is from everlasting to everlasting. And electricity did not begin when people discovered how to capture it and how to make it flow. It was there. It was always there. And the power of God was in this room. Because the Word of God is being preached and taught, and the anointing is there. But there had to be somebody come in from the outside. And what did the Bible say when they tore off the roof? Jesus saw their faith. And the faith conducted the anointing. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Every place and every time that the Word of God is preached and taught, the truth under the anointing, the power is there.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Whether folks tap into it or not, whether people receive it or resist it, the power is there. How many believe every time somebody preaches a message about Jesus being the Savior and about the cross, the power is there for people to be born again? Not some of the time, every time. And that's true with any of the Word of God. The Word of God concerning healing, the Word of God concerning being filled with the Spirit, the Word of God concerning protection, the Word of God concerning abundance. There is no Word of God void of power. Every Word of God is anointed with the power to cause to come to pass what the Word says. But it's not just the power being there that causes it to happen. Someone has to mix faith with it. Someone has to contact and connect and receive the Word of God. And when you do, you receive the power that comes with the Word of God. So when they came to hear, as a result of them hearing, believing, receiving that Word, then they were also healed. Can you see this, saints? Do you believe it? Go to Luke 6, please, just over a page or so in your Bible. Luke 6 and 17, you see, this was not, again, not an isolated thing, but something that continued to happen. Jesus came down with them, and He stood in the plain in the company of His disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Zidon, and they came to what? They came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. Verse 18. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, too, not just physical problems, but spiritual and emotional, mental problems, they were healed. Hallelujah. And verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch Him. For there went virtue, or what? That's the word for power, out of Him, and healed them all. Now this is a lot of people. The Bible calls thousands of people a multitude. Well, this was a great multitude. So it's bigger than that. People out of more than one region. Judea, Jerusalem, Tyre, Zidon. And everybody that came and heard and received was healed and or delivered. Why did they want Him to touch them? Somebody said, well, because He's Jesus. You're talking about He's the Son of God. They didn't know that. Isaiah talks about when He would come, There was no beauty or comeliness that we should desire him. People met Jesus on the street and walked right by him and didn't know who he was. All these people we already talked about in Mark 5, they touched. Think about this now. People were so close to Jesus, they were pressed up against him, they touched him and felt nothing. Got nothing. Except the woman with the issue of blood who came through and touched him in faith. So no, they didn't know he was the Son of God. I mean, a few of them acknowledged it towards the end, that they believed he was the fulfillment of Scripture, the Messiah. But most of the people at the most would have thought he's a prophet. But a man. And yet, why do they want to touch him? Because of the words that he said. Faith comes by hearing. And the words that he said, we have a record of them. We have reason to believe more than once he took his text out of Isaiah. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me. And then he began to talk about the anointing is here for me to preach and to teach and for the blind to recover sight and for the prisoners to be set free. Amen. Hallelujah. People to be healed. And he'd say, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. What does that mean? It's happening right now. I'm here. The anointing is on me. That's why they wanted to touch him. But see, they wouldn't have wanted to touch him unless he had preached that and unless they had believed it. So if they hadn't received the word first, there couldn't have been any faith to receive the power afterwards. Do you believe it, saints? Thank you, Father. We've read repeatedly in Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4 and 10, and then later in the chapter. Proverbs 4:10 says, hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. So it's not just hearing them, but what else? Receiving. Receive my sayings. In verse 20, he said, 4:20, he said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them what? My words, my sayings, what I said. His sayings are things he has said. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them what? His words, what he said, in the midst of your heart. For their life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The emphasis is on esteeming his words.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.